Shane Bieber already on the move to our old friends that used to sit in the front office at Carnegie in Ontario, now in Toronto. So they are hanging out there, and they now have Shane Bieber as a member of their team. The Guardians pick up a double-A pitcher, 9-1. Khalil Stevens is his name. So
Cal.
What did I say? Oh, you know, I'm all Star Wars.
He spells Cal, K-H-A-L.
Cal. I will not mispronounce his name again. I got to write that down again. So
think Ripken.
This is the beauty of live radio. Like, if we were doing this in any other form and we made a mistake like that, it would drive me crazy all day. Now I screwed up, you fix me, and then we go forward and we never forget about it.
It's a beautiful thing. So much so that you can listen to us anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And right now, opportunity. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. New cameras here in the studio, actually. You can subscribe to our channel. You can watch all the best content from your favorite shows right here on The Fan each and every weekday.
All right, so he's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We are available at 216-474-0092. It's going to be a reaction day throughout the day, especially as we find out what the Guardians do here on the trade deadline day. The Browns have the day off today. Also, the Guardians have the day off today, which I was listening to a couple shows over the last 24 hours, and I was wondering, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing if the Guardians have the day off? If they were a team that was going to go out and buy some talent and bring in a couple heavy hitters that might be able to supplement what we've been able to seeing, and have the front office be like, okay, we're going to go out, we're going to get some bats, we are going to make a run for this thing, we're going to see if we can get back to where we were last year, we can do this, let's do this. Then you kind of wish they would go back out on the field tonight. If they're going to make a major change and you're going to take away a couple of guys who've been good in the clubhouse, I think it's actually a good thing they have today's day, because it gives them a chance to digest what it's going to be like, because the clubhouse will look totally different tomorrow if they decide to get rid of one of their more influential players. I'm not going to say superstar. I'm going to say influential player.
Well, I got an email from Robert, and Robert sends me a lot of emails, and I appreciate that. He says, if the Guards trade Kwan, are you kidding me? So they can only afford one superstar in Ramirez? Time for Dolan to go. Dig up Dick Jacobs. At least he tried and spent money. Seems like they're going back to the old Indians that I grew up with. Couple of points there. I think Stephen Kwan is a really good player. He's a really good player. I've already said I don't want to trade him. I'm hard-pressed to think of him as a superstar in baseball. I think he's a good player, though. Time for Dolan to go. Dig up Dick Jacobs. At least he tried to spend money. John Hart would tell you. All you had to do is ask him. Dick Jacobs gives me a budget every year, and I don't exceed it because I'm not allowed to. Just keep that in mind. They put together a great team stocked with great young players. That's why they were so good. It wasn't because Dick Jacobs spent money like absolute crazy. He gave John Hart a budget, and he had to stick with it.
Can I make another point on that? We will never, Jeff, go back to the days of when we were kids.
Oh, no.
Thinking of it because of the beauty of six teams in the playoffs.
Well, and also the beauty of a ballpark. That's changed the entire complexity of the organization.
That still doesn't.
For years.
I agree with what you're saying, but the fact that we're talking about a 500 ball club that's only 2.5 out of a playoff spot means you will never, ever have to experience what we experienced as kids growing up, knowing that the AL East was over by the All-Star break. It was over, and you knew you weren't going there. And
can't argue with that, sir.
So we will never have to go back there
again. Can't argue with that.
As long as they allow as many playoff teams in, you will always have an opportunity. If you win 60 and lose 60 and you do what you're going to do with the rest, you're going to have a chance.
And you might not like the organization. You might be mad at the ownership and everything else. They put competitive baseball teams on the field. Is that enough for most people? Probably not. Do competitive teams sometimes win World Series titles? Yes, ours hasn't. They've had a couple of opportunities, and obviously they've come really close, just haven't finished it off.
So the bigger story of the day today, and I think most of us expected Bieber to get traded, and now he's off to Toronto. By the way, their social media put out a picture of Justin Bieber in a Toronto jersey today. Kind of funny. I give him credit for that. The Kwan quandary is what we're kind of calling it today. If they trade him...
Very TV of you, Andy.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I got a great idea. Oh, did you get that in the morning meeting? Yeah, the news director told me to do it. If they trade him, Jeff, what does that say about the organization? And does it matter what they would get in return? That's the other thing.
One more time.
If they trade Kwan, what does that mean? Bigger, and I'll put it this way.
It means they don't think they have enough this year to compete and to either make the playoffs or make a real run in the playoffs. And they think long term, they're probably better off if they're able to get a haul of good young players than keeping Steven and trying to surround him with other good young players. I honestly think, Andy, I've mentioned this a couple of times. Maybe I'm off base on it. The way they drafted this year makes me think that they've had a change of philosophy when it comes to the type of hitters they're developing. You know, they drafted two guys years ago, I think it was in 2016, Will Benson and Nolan Jones, and first and second round, and then bailed on those guys. And Nolan Jones is back, and Nolan hasn't hit the way that they were hoping that he would hit, no question about that. But I like guys who can hit the ball a long way. I like the guys who can hit the ball out of the park, can change the game with one swing, can put a double to the fence, you know, bounce one off the fence with the bases loaded. Those types of guys change games. And it seemed like they went away from that. Well, this year, that's all they drafted. They drafted seven or eight of those guys. And is Steven Kwan that kind of guy? No. Is Steven the kind of guy who scores when those guys get big hits? Yeah. If something happens with Steven Kwan, it'll be really interesting to see the return. And Andy, if it's not a really, really significant haul of prospects, and I don't mean four or five guys. You're not going to get four or five guys for Steven Kwan. But if you get two or three top-notch prospects, for instance, I saw something this morning. Padres supposedly in on Steven Kwan. Well, their number one prospect is a shortstop who is in high A ball. His name is Leo DeVries, I believe is how you pronounce the last name. He's a 19-year-old kid. He's in high A ball. He's the third-ranked prospect in all of Major League Baseball, according to MLB.com. If you could get a prospect like that, it's tough to swallow, but know what it could be down the road. And that's why this whole situation to me, Andy, is going to be fascinating and really intriguing to watch today. But I don't want to trade Kwan. I don't want to trade him.
I don't want to trade him either. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Let's hear what you have to say, especially here on a trade deadline day on 92.3 The Fan. Let's start with Will in South Euclid. Hi, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Hi, Will. Listen, Jeff, I wanted Jeff to understand, to me, now this is the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. It seems like the Indians slash Guardians slash Indians, is a vicious cycle, man. They get these young kids, and if somebody gets great or good, they can't hold on to them. So then they right back at square one. They fill that up with another young player, and then somebody else get good. It's just a vicious cycle. It's like a Triple-A team not getting no better. That's all. You know, that's all it seems like.
I'm aware of that, Will. I've watched it too. But are you? And they haven't won a World Series. Are you happy with the results? This is the way this team does business, Will. You can either accept it and watch them, or you can either accept it. Will, stop. You can either accept that and watch them, or go watch another team. I still choose to watch them. Do I wish they could spend money like the Yankees? Yeah, but they don't. Do I wish they could spend money like the Dodgers? Yeah, but they don't. That's just the circumstance of our team. And you don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. You can say Dolan's should sell the team. Well, they own the team. They don't have to sell it. So that's the way this is done. If you don't like it, don't watch. Don't listen. Don't follow. But that's the way this team does business. I actually enjoy watching the way they do business. I wish they were more successful on the field, but I think they've been pretty dang good.
All right, I even hate to argue on this. Let's define success. And this is weird because this is a conversation that we normally would be flipped on. Is success defined by winning the World Series? If that's the case,
to a lot of people it is.
Then yes, yeah. You're correct. But does first place in the Central mean anything to anybody? I don't know. You tell me. They've done it five times since 2016. In fact, they have only had one third place finish since 16. They've either been in first or second.
I've said before, Andy, and you know, say whatever you want about it. I watch sports differently than a lot of people. I watch how teams are built. I follow teams. They're my team. Do I want them to win? Yeah. I fell in love with the Cleveland Indians when they were absolutely the dregs of baseball in the 1960s. And they weren't good in the 70s. And they weren't good in the 80s. You know, they weren't good until I was in my 30s. That's just my team. Now, did I like the way they did business back then? No, but I still found entertainment in them. I would like them to win more. I would like them to win World Series after World Series. They don't. Okay? Not a lot of teams do. Look around baseball. Not a lot of teams do. My hope is that if they are looking at this and thinking, we don't have the horses to win, and they think they can get some horses by trading Stephen Kwan, all right, I might understand it. I don't want to trade him.
Mike's in Shaker. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
You are.
What's going on here, Mike?
What do you got for us?
I just don't understand what's happened since Class A went down. I mean, we were always a team that knew we were going to be in the hunt for the wild card. Obviously not at the start of the season. You think we'd do a little bit better. But, I mean, going into the All-Star break, you understand the hand that you were dealt. And I don't know if the loss of Class A really puts us in too much worse of a spot as far as the playoff hunt we were on than we were at the start. And it feels like Cleveland's hitting panic button again. I don't know if we need to trade Kwan. If you were planning on trading Kwan, that should have been understood at the start of the season. I don't think that this team is too much, if at all, different than how we looked the entire season. And I don't know if Kwasi was really going to be too important going into the playoffs. Obviously, a bullpen arm, a closer with elite stuff, like, that's always going to make a difference.
Hey, but Mike, let me ask you this, team, Mike. How have they looked to you? Do they look like a World Series contender to you? They don't to me.
No, but...
They don't to me.
No, I totally agree, but I don't think a Cleveland Indians or Tribe team is really ever going to look like a World Series contender until the last month of the season. And, you know, now we're here and it's like, what do we look like? We don't look like it. But I don't know if getting rid of Stephen Kwan is the answer to that. I mean, he's one of two bats that we have, and we have him for another year. It's not like we need to sell everybody.
Well, we could have
him
for two.
In that position.
He's arbitration eligible next year and the year after. So, yeah, Mike, just take me back for a second. You didn't think having Class A was important? I just want to make sure I heard you. Maybe I misheard you. What did you say about Class A in the beginning of this?
That generally, the gist of it is that I don't think he's as big of a loss that requires us to sell every valuable piece that we have. I agree with trading Bieber. I don't think he was going to come back. And
okay.
I don't think I'm ever going to watch that man pitch again, honestly. But as far as Class A goes, it's – I mean, he wasn't – wipe out in the playoffs last year. I mean, regular season brought us to that position to be able to be leading in the Central.
So just in the interest of time, Mike, just because I got to get off there, you thought he was expendable, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. I think he is expendable.
Gotcha. Especially in the right deal with the haul that he could have brought back.
Maybe. I'm sure there are a lot of people that thought that way, and especially if you thought the back end of the bullpen is ready to get their opportunity to close, even though you're a year removed. I mean, was he Mariano Rivera? Ask yourself. I don't know. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps 92.3, the Fan. It is trade deadline day.